It's Sunday morning, May
26th. Got me.
23rd.
Next time I come here, I'll be 8.
What do you mean? Okay, well, Lord, your blessings be on Sophie for her birthday and...
Wednesday?
Okay. Yes, Lord. Have your blessing on Sophie as she has a birthday, Lord. And Lord, that your blessing would be on her 8th year, that this upcoming year would be a real good one for her. By your Spirit. You do that good work. Yes, Lord. By your Spirit. And bless Carter, too, for that matter. And Josh and Jill. Bless them all. And Lord, that your blessing would be on our service this morning. That your Spirit would flow, that your truth would flow, O Lord. That your love and your light, that those things would flow. Oh, that we would have ears to hear your good, good word. And we would know your good, good word. That we would have not only ears to receive it, Lord, but ears to say, no, that's not him. Not that it would be coming out today, but whatever. That we would have an ear that recognizes, got a kind of a nice sound to it, but that sounds like the work of the enemy, and that does not sound like my Father, like my Lord and Savior. So, Lord, give us that ear that can recognize both your voice and also voices that are not you, O Lord, as being not from you. Do that good work by your Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And my son was in an accident. I was it Monday or Tuesday? I'm not sure.
Monday, I'm guessing.
Monday. And anyway, and he was not able to breathe by himself, and so he's been on a breathing machine, and they can only do that for so long without complications. And anyway, he started breathing on his own yesterday.
Glory.
And so, you know, and he doesn't have a lot of the symptoms and difficulties associated with what he did, you know, what happened to him. And he had I don't know what it was, but it was a tree or a part of a tree or something that fell on his head. And from, they said 50 feet up, but I don't know, I don't know. And anyway, part of his skull is fractured, and he has some real complications. But his body responds to signals, you know, his arms move accordingly, and his feet move, and they couldn't get much response out of him. But he inherited something from his mother, and which is ticklish feet, and they couldn't get any response, but they tickled the bottom of his feet, and they got it.
Yeah.
What they were looking for. But,
anyway, doctors, they'll do anything, won't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because of COVID, the only one that can be in the hospital room is Mary, his wife. And, I talked to her through Shelley. Shelley had her on the phone and got me on the phone yesterday. And it was a blessing. It's a good wife. I had something happen last night, You know, I've been saved over 60 years, and some of those years have been good, and some haven't been so good. I mean, you know, my own making, and but the thing is, you know, I've been listening to the scriptures now day and night for over 20 years, and when people pray, I would just assume that somebody else did. It's not because I don't know how. I used to do all the praying, or pretty much all of it. And the day came, I said, no, other people can pray too. And Kurt, is Kurt here yet?
No.
Okay. Anyway, Kurt, when he prays, he hasn't been a Christian long enough to develop some of the what's the word I want? The language of the Christian, Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he's done like the fellow that the said, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other men.
Pharisee.
The Pharisee, yeah. And when he prays, he reminds me of a three-year-old.
Mm.
And he approaches God from a real simple thing, and I love it. And last night when he came over, and usually he'll pray, and it's just real simple. I love it. But last night he came over and he had a severe headache, and he couldn't even look up. You know, the lights were hurting him, and I felt something come over me, and I said, and I started to pray, and I said, Lord, you can take care of this, and you know what? And he did. And it was the end of the headache.
Mm.
But he's been having a severe stomach problem. And I talked to Bertie this morning, and he still has it. And we need to remember to pray for him. I don't know what it is, but he's had a lot of ulcers in the past, and it could be some more ulcers.
Mm.
But the Bible tells us to ask and to receive.
Right.
Seek and we'll find. Knock and the door will be open. And I'm not so sure that we always believe that. Our prayers are kind of loose and half committed and or a third committed, or less. And but the way it sounds from the scriptures, that if we just believe, it'll happen. And we have some strange promises, and we can see a mountain thrown into the cast into the sea, and it's like I've never seen any of those things happen, but I have seen a lot of things happen, and in over 60 years, I've seen a lot of it. A lot of people healed, and some of them healed quickly, and some of them over a process of time. Anyway, I'm just rambling.
Mm. You know, he is our Heavenly Father. And boy, it just happens a lot that our Father does for his children what good fathers do to needy children. It just happens a lot, and I am so thankful, so grateful that he provides for his children that way. It just happens a lot.
In the book of Luke, in the 11th chapter, he says something is recorded that's the only place it says it exactly like it is. But in the book of Matthew and maybe even Mark, I'm not sure, it says the same thing, except it doesn't give the same response to it. But in Luke it says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, if you then being evil, and that kind of point, you know, puts us right where we are, know how to give good gifts to your children, and it's like, how much more will Heavenly Father give? In Luke it says, will he give the Holy Spirit to those that ask? But in the Matthew it says, will he give good things or something to those that ask?
And I'm thinking when you're talking about the prayer, you know. So if I sit and pray to God and not using eloquent words, and little Sophie and Carter pray in their childhood prayer, which prayer is God going to want us to do first?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's going to want us to do that little child's prayer. You know, instead of somebody using eloquent words and, you know. It just came to me as you were saying.
Yeah. For of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, yeah. Amen. I was, somehow or other, the worship was good this morning. The Spirit was here. I don't know, the worship was good. And in the course of it, the thought occurred to me, I would like to see Chuck. He likes to be called Charles, but I would like to see Charles pray for a blind man and have that blind man be able to see. You know, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great to have Charles have a power in his prayer, you know, so that the lame would walk, the blind would see, the things that just would confound the natural man, the natural doctor, come to be through his hand.